and harmful use of alcohol?
There are many reasons, Sebit, and I will start off by giving just the two. The first one is that the drug problem continues to pose a serious threat to the health, safety, and well-being of all humanity, and in particular the youth, our most precious asset. Then the second major reason is that the world drug problem undermines sustainable development. Hence, we are talking of sustainable development goals. It also undermines political stability and democratic institutions, including efforts to eradicate poverty, and threatens national security and the rule of law. You can see how very serious the effects are. Thank you.
Now, give us facts and figures about substance abuse and harmful use of alcohol.
Yes, indeed. Worldwide, a whole 3.3 million deaths every year result from harmful use of alcohol. This represents 5.9%, almost 6% of all deaths in the world. The second thing is that the harmful use of alcohol is a causal factor in more than 200 disease and injury conditions. The next point is that fact is that overall 5.1% of the global burden of disease and injury is attributable to alcohol as measured in disability-adjusted life years. Further, alcohol consumption causes death and disability relatively early in life, and this is a very sad scenario. In the age group 20 to 39 years, approximately 25% of the total deaths are alcohol attributable.
Now, let's put it into context of South Sudan. I mean, how big a problem is this consumption of alcohol and drugs?
Right. We don't quite have the actual measured figures. This is still work to be done to actually assess the extent of this challenge, particularly in the context of South Sudan. However, you will find that there are measures that are already in place in recognition of this. For example, the age limit, only those 18 and above are allowed to have access to alcohol. And the even opening hours for alcohol outlets, beer outlets, it's 5 to midnight. Though sadly we have discos and other things going on way beyond even like all night and so on. But nevertheless, these are some of the things that are being done to prevent the abuse of substances.
Yes. Now, what kind of schemes are needed in a country like South Sudan to tackle the problem of substance abuse?
The schemes available for this. The main priority approaches we actually developed to respond to the growing challenge of addressing substance abuse issues in most countries. And the first one is, of course, to do with awareness. Now, if we were to look at awareness, what are we talking about when we talk of awareness? The whole thing starts with political commitment. And that political commitment is so important so that once the awareness is there, you will find that the authorities that be will actually take responsible actions to counter all this. And now, having said something about awareness, you also need to be able to look at policy formulation. And the policy development, whenever you're talking of policy, you talk of policy and legislation. These are essential to prevent the fragmentation and inefficiency of services and activities, and to ensure a framework that prevents violation of human rights and ensures that treatment and care are delivered to those in need. The specific focus is on strengthening countries' capacity for the development and implementation of national policies, plans, and legislation for addressing public health problems caused by alcohol, drugs, and other psychoactive substances.
All right. Now, just let's look at your role as World Health Organization. What role are you playing to support South Sudan meets this goal?
Right. The role of WHO, in order to achieve a reduction of risk factors for non-communicable diseases, which include these substance abuse problems, including harmful use of alcohol and substance abuse, and underlying social determinants, the WHO planned to support the Minister of Health in the following activities. The first one is conducting an assessment to establish the burden of these non-communicable diseases, including, of course, the substance abuse challenges. Once you can establish the extent to which this is a problem in the country, then the ministry is able to formulate policies in response to that. Now, following on to the development of the policy and strategies, you also want to develop and implement mental health policies in line with the Mental Health Action Plan 2013 to 2020. Then after, you are looking at development of guidelines for the management of mental health conditions, development of integrated mental health services, and lastly, strengthen national capacity for organization, management, and delivery of mental health services.